The Big One, AM 1280 WBIG presents People to People, a daily news interview hosted by WBIG News Director Ron Newman. People to People features candid conversation with area newsmakers and community leaders and your telephone calls. You can join today's program by dialing 585-1280, area code 630-585-1280. Now today's People to People and your host, Ron Newman.
Well, good morning. It is 17 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock on Tuesday, December 9th. It's nice to have you along with us. As we just announced before the last commercial break, this is part 3 of a 6-part series on judicial corruption. Continuing today with us live in the studio once again is Mr. Bob Schultz. He's the chairman of We the People Congress. And Bob, I can't tell you how good it is to have you back in the studio again. It's been a long time.
Too long.
Yes,
it's
too
great
long,
to be back. Thank you.
You're based out of on the East Coast, right? Whereabouts?
Right. Our headquarters is in the town of Queensbury, New York, which is about an hour's ride north of the state capital in Albany.
Very good. Well, it's a pleasure to see you. We have longed to have you back in the studio with us, and it's a great pleasure and an honor to have you here, because I know you have a hellacious schedule. You are all over the country for We the People Congress. We're delighted to have you be able to stop by WBIG today. Also in the studio with us this morning, a gentleman who has been with us before and offers his insight, Mr. Tim Wingate. And let's see if we can do this right. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
Hey, it's working.
Hey, yeah.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right. So the headphones are working. Tim is here this morning, sitting alongside Bob Schultz, to offer some commentary as we go through this morning. We're going to be talking about, through this Judicial Corruption Week, about some rather complicated subjects. We really had a heavy conversation yesterday with Rose Lear and some of the callers that called in from out of state, actually, and I suspect that probably the same thing is going to happen today. Now, if you feel so inclined, it might not be a bad idea to start a tape and record this show. I think you'll find it interesting to refer back to it should you wish to do that. I also want to mention right out of the gate this morning, we will mention this several times as time allows, about something that's happening this morning. About 11 o'clock, I believe. Is that true? 11 o'clock? Who can confirm that? Fred? 11 o'clock today? 11 o'clock? Yeah. At 11 o'clock, we are meeting out at the Denny's restaurant at the corner of Route 59 and New York Street. Bob Schultz will be there. Tim Wingate will be there. Fred Smart will be there. And Rose Lear will be there, live in person. You can come out and meet Rose Lear. You can come out and meet Bob Schultz, We the People, from We the People Congress. You can meet Tim Wingate and Fred Smart and myself. Now, why anybody would want to do that, I don't know, but you do have that option if you would like to come out. We are going to meet in the back room. They have an eating area way in the back of the restaurant where we can meet. That's where we will be at 11 o'clock this morning. Anyone who wants to come out is more than welcome. We would love to see you out there. That's 11 o'clock today. Well, Bob Schultz, with you having not been in the studio for, what, probably a year and a half, maybe even 2 years now, somewhere in there, I wonder, for the benefit of the listeners, if you could tell them a little bit about yourself and your background.
Okay, I'm 64 years old, and for the first 40 years of my life, governmentally speaking, uneventful. It was not until I was until 1979, when I was 40 years old, that I began to observe closely government's behavior, started to scrutinize governmental behavior and compare its behavior with the requirements of our state and federal constitutions and the law. And then wherever we saw a conflict or an impropriety, government doing something which we felt that they were not authorized to do, we confronted government professionally, intelligently, rationally. It meant we took someone to court. The someone was a mayor, the governor, the state legislature, the president, the secretary of defense, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, seeking relief. Basically, the claims had to do with unconstitutional behavior on their part. As we sit here today, Ron, if one were to go to LexisNexis and ask for a printout of a list of the reported decisions in cases that I have brought over the years, there's more than 125 reported decisions, motion decisions, but also dozens and dozens of cases have been decided on the merits. Won many cases, very precedent-setting cases in New York, for which we're thankful. But one of the observations, of course, has been that the judiciary is not the independent, co-equal branch that it was designed to be. The judiciary